18th October 1939. Dear Mum and Dad, when I had to leave, I was about to cry because I knew I was going to miss you. After a bit, the feeling did wear off. Most of my friends were also upset, but some looked excited for some reason. It's a shame. It's a shame also I couldn't see your dad before I had to go. Please don't doggy for me since I probably won't see him for a while. And please see me when you can. When I was on the train, it was green outside and I saw a chicken. I've recently found out milk comes from cows. I couldn't believe it. I'm still worried something will happen to you while I am gone. So please stay safe. The little chap next to me, he didn't stop talking for the whole ride. He talked so much I couldn't even tell what he was saying. When I got off the train, after some people dilly-dallied about leaving, we got taken to a building. When we were entering, I noticed how much quieter than the city it is here, because there were basically no cars. A lot of people were taken before me, but eventually I got adopted with my friends. The family that took us are kind of mean. Their names are Mr. and Mrs. Favour. They made me and my friends water their garden, plant seeds, and we all had to sleep in the basement every night. They make us eat one potato or we don't get fed for 3 days. I told my teacher and she would try to get me into a different house, but nothing's happened yet. I am desperate to get out of my current home. I'm still missing you and I can't wait to get home. Please tell me if everyone is okay. I'm really sad something happened. I can't wait to see Doggy again. Make sure he gets a treat for being a good boy. I love you all and I can't wait to get back. Yours sincerely, Dylan.